Very special episode here on the show. We recorded this live via Facebook video, via YouTube at the same time. We did it to kick off the next conference, which this year it's virtual. Normally we'd be with a lot of you guys out at conferences. This year was going to be in Phoenix. Bummed. Really wanted to go to Arizona, but we jumped on the virtual platform, like a lot of things, right? Work meetings, virtual happy hours with your family and friends. We figured, hey, why not do it this way? So we stacked up the guest list. We got it ready to rock and roll. And this episode and the next five episodes that we'll release are all from that. So this episode here, batting leadoff, was Jerry Durham. I don't know if Jerry needs an introduction, but we give him one. Jerry coming out hot. Really, the question we wanted to ask, with him focusing so much on the patient experience, how's that going to change post-COVID? The world is changing, literally. As I'm recording right now, by the time you actually download and hear this, the world might have changed again. So how are we going to pivot and change to make sure we focus on our patients? Jerry dives in deep with that one. First round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification and personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly in your clinical practice. Also want to say thanks for sponsoring the show, our friends at Aureus Medical Staffing. If you're looking for a position somewhere in the 50 states, and a lot of you are right now, reach out to Aureus. They've been doing this for a couple decades, placing people short-term assignments, long-term assignments. They got you covered, all right? So take a look at what they have now at AureusMedical.com. Again, that's AureusMedical.com. Let's start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited to have you here with us tonight as we try something completely new, a 100% live and unedited broadcast of our show featuring eight physical therapists from around the country over the next 90 minutes. My name is physical therapist Jim McKay. We thought it would be pretty insensitive not to acknowledge the current climate around our country as we start the show. Right now in the United States is in the midst of turmoil. Protests are taking place as we speak in cities across the country, challenging social injustices. We had the option of canceling this event, but we decided to proceed to bring some semblance of connectedness to our community online of physical therapist assistants, and students from around the country and around the world, and to also amplify the voices of our colleagues. You can see we've decided as a team behind the scenes and on camera to wear black, as an entire show staff and many colleagues around the world are doing so as well, in a show of solidarity with those who have been and continue to be mistreated. If you've seen the posts circulating around the profession prompting a blackout where those in support wear black and share why this social issue matters to you, that is what we're referencing. Please feel free to share those comments in the comments of this broadcast on Facebook. For the next 90 minutes, we hope to bring the profession together and share in some learning. With that being said, thank you so much for joining. Let's start the show. And here we go as we bring in our very first guest. Excited to have this guy on, batting leadoff. He loves poodles, bourbon, his wife, and the patient experience in no particular order. He also loves helping patients be most successful in this healthcare system. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming our first guest to the show, Jerry Durham. And there he is. Of course.
Hey.
Jerry, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a chance on us doing this Facebook Live thing as we do it. I need to ask what we're drinking. We always like to say the first question is always the hardest. What do you got tonight?
I've got some Old Forester 1920 Prohibition style that went with this, my Mad Hatter tattoo, because every time I got a tattoo, I got my best bottle of bourbon at the liquor store next door. So that went with my Mad Hatter tattoo. So, and then just in case, by the way, we never know how things may go. I've got some local Pennsylvania Bluebird 112 proof. That's for when things get exciting. And then a gentleman named Mike sent me this great bottle of Wyoming whiskey. So, you know, you just be prepared, Jimmy.
Be prepared. If you've watched any of Jerry's Facebook Live broadcasts, you can see him on Instagram, Jerry Durham PT, Twitter, Jerry_DurhamPT. You always want to be prepared. You do those live Facebook broadcasts. We want to bring you on. If we can take a look at what you even added as your name, you used the hashtag time is now. What does that mean to you? I opened the show with some comments about the current climate. Can't ignore those, shouldn't ignore those, but where's that go for you?
I think most people understand I'm a little reserved, tend to keep everything close to my chest, really don't share my opinions or comments rather than type in the obvious things. I just thought, you know, time is now applies to a lot of things. And it applies to the current climate of it's time to make the change, people. I'm 53 years old. I was in Los Angeles going to PT school during the Rodney King riots.
Wow.
So we'll leave it at that. So the time is now. You can take it how you want it. I want you to use it as looking at the current situation in the state we're in. I live in Philadelphia. Things have been crazy here the last 3 or 4 nights. So I know it is everywhere. So,
yeah.
So I just want to keep it there with my name, make everybody know there's, I appreciate you going on with the show. I appreciate you starting with that. I understand this is bigger than any of us yet. We got to go forward. So let's just keep this, you know.
That's good. When we first asked you to come on the show, really what you would ask, what do you want me to talk about? You on your Facebook broadcast can go legendary. Some of them are 5 minutes, some of them are 2 hours. And we like that. You go off the cuff. And I really said, with you focusing on the patient experience, we got you for 15 minutes. Here's what I want to focus on. How is, and earlier was a COVID situation, but how are the current situations going to change? Your focus is usually on the front desk and clinics and paying attention to the patient experience. Man, things are changing. Time is now. What's that look like?
So here's my thing. And I think we even put the possibility of talking about a little tech in there. And there's a place for everything. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of what I say may sound like I made it up for this day and time, but I didn't. I didn't make it up for COVID. I didn't make it up for what's going on now with poor Mr. Floyd and what he had to go through. I didn't. What I did was I took what I was already doing. I woke up, I consider like March 12th the tipping point for COVID. I woke up on March 13th, like a bunch of people went, what the fuck am I doing here? My patients, my school, my education, is this the profession I want to go into? Everybody, retired everywhere. And I went through about a 3-day reflection on my content, everything I have, everything I've taught, everything I was teaching the day before. And I said, does this apply today? Because I'm a little worried it doesn't. And I went back and I looked at feedback and I talked to some of my current clients at that time. And I understood that, yes, this information that you're asking me about is important regardless of a pandemic, is important, even oh so important with everything else going on, because the information I share is about caring about the person who is your patient, the person who may be your patient, the person in your community that needs your help. And if that doesn't sound like I wrote that out for today, nothing does, but I can prove to you I've always shared that stuff. So what's important going forward is this, is the person on the other end of the phone. So here's one thing I'm going to say, and I teach this to all my front desk classes. I tell them the true test of any first phone call, which is the start of a patient experience, basically, for argument's sake. The true test of that phone call is when Jimmy McKay, who has low back pain, called your office to schedule. When he hangs up, he has to say, that was all about me. I don't need to call anywhere else. And if you do that 100% of the time, we all win. And by all of us, your patients win, your business wins, your providers win, your community wins. It's that simple. It ain't easy, but it's that simple.
It sounds like you led with listening to make it about me, or making it about the person you're interacting with. And this could be a front desk, as you mentioned, this could be a front desk experience. This could be an interaction with someone that you just met. Could be any of that.
Yeah. So that I used to do, you know, first touch point. I used to teach that as the first touch point. Now I have this, what I call, hold on, let me see the name of it. It's literally on my wall with all how to manage every conversation. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're a provider, doesn't matter if you're the billing team. I talk some of these groups into bringing their billing team into my front desk training class. And I've gotten some of the best feedback from the billing team. So, you know, it's been good, and it's got to be about the person. It's got to be about them, not you. It's got to be about caring. I'm going to say something maybe a little controversial. Caring is overrated in this context.
Why? What's that mean?
I've never been in a clinic where someone didn't tell me their front desk cares. And I went, awesome. You just checked one of six boxes. And the problem is you're missing the other six. And I got a secret for you. Caring never paid the bills, right? Getting people to arrive, pay, stay, and do your marketing for you pays your bills. How do you do that? You make it all about that person on the other end of the phone. So it's a win-win. Everything in the business flows down from patient success. You want to be successful in business? Make your patients successful. You want your employees to be successful? Make your patients successful.
All right, let's pivot a little bit. And I say a little bit because technology is now needed to be catered to me. I can text right now. If you guys haven't tried, I'm not compensated by Drizzly, the great app. You can get Angel's Envy bourbon delivered to you. You get food delivered. Food delivery services have exploded. So tech fitting in our physio world, we've known it's needed to do that now more than ever as we push forward.
Tech should allow you to do what you should have already been doing. So think about this. You're like, come on, Jerry. And by the way, I made that up. That's me. Think about this. What is everybody saying about telehealth? It's hard. I've got to think a little. And by the way, I love the feedback. I'm happy I didn't have to do telehealth. So we'll leave it at that. It's hard. And I go, share with me. Tell me why. Well, you know, I got to communicate. I got to use the right words. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I'm like, rock on. You will be successful. If you acknowledge that that's the hard part of telehealth, then you're going to be successful. And then, by the way, when you transfer back to some telehealth and in the clinic, guess what? You're going to be better in the clinic. So tech should facilitate. Now let's move it to the front end real quick.
Right,
so
right.
The provider. Let's move it to the front end, because by the way, I was around before most of this shit was available. Any of it, you name me anything, right? I went through PT school without the internet. Yes.
I wouldn't know how to do it without a Google.
Dude, I had to pause for a second with that. I had the Motorola flip phone, and God forbid you use it because your fucking bill is going to be through the roof. Not the American Psycho Motorola. I had the pre-razor was thicker. Tech at the front end. So everybody, people like to text. So all the business owners ran out and bought text applications, and they were texting everybody. And I said, cool. Did you ask these people how they want to be communicated with? No, everybody wants text. They all want text. I'm like, start asking. Then you find out it's about 60-40, 70-30. And I'm like, why are you texting everybody? So the technology can't be everybody wants this. Let's drop it in. And we ran into that. And I helped some people through this. And I watched some people fell at it immensely. We ran into this when telehealth hit. Oh, text here. This is the technology for COVID. Let's use it. It's the tool we got to use. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, fuck, nobody's scheduled. And I went, no shit, because you're trying to sell tech.
You didn't ask. You didn't listen.
You didn't. Right. And by the way, yeah, I was like, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you don't have as good a relationship as you think you do with your people, your patients, your clients, your customers, your people that are patients.
So technology pushing forward, really, we've talked about the same thing twice, right? The future is making it about me and listening. Technology is great, but I heard a great statement that stays with me, which is, you can't solve a people problem with a technology solution. You can solve a technology problem with a technology solution, but connecting with a human is a people problem, people solution. So ask them how they'd like to be communicated with first before you rush in to maybe signing a contract with a tech solution that maybe isn't going to work out. And we will prompt you, if you're watching this live on Facebook or on YouTube, drop your questions or comments below, and we'll see if we can get to some of those. We've got a few minutes left with Jerry here. You talk a lot about front desk being so misunderstood. I've heard you say it's the secret weapon of a clinic, or the unused secret weapon of a clinic now more than ever, because it sounds like if you empower them, the role of the front desk is to listen to the patient.
So March 12th rolls around. You pick the phone up. I tell everybody, are people bringing in fear, doubt, and uncertainty on March 12th? And they're like, oh yeah, they're so worried. I said, but they had it on March 11th. it just wasn't about COVID. I said, people calling in your clinic, remember March 12th, for everybody, the context, March 12th is like someone flipped the switch. So March 11th was pre-COVID. So someone was calling your clinic. They had fear, doubt, and uncertainty. Am I calling the right place? Can they help me? Is it going to be too expensive? Where's the parking lot? Will it be a male or a female? Will they put their hands on me? Will I exercise? Fear, doubt, and uncertainty, like crazy. And it was easy to manage if you knew that that's what they bring. So I'm like, March 12th, all that shit still exists, but it shifted down to, will I fucking die if I come into your clinic and get physical therapy? And so we're back to tech again. If you didn't acknowledge that before you called anybody and said, hey, by the way, Jimmy, yeah, I know we had to cancel your appointment, but we got this thing called telehealth. Let's get you scheduled. And you went, yeah, you know what? Thanks, Jerry. I think I'll wait. And it wasn't because he didn't want telehealth. It wasn't because he didn't think it wouldn't help. It was because he had no fucking reason. Sorry with the mouth. Sorry. He had no reason. I get passionate about this. He had no reason to engage that to achieve his goals, his desired results, his outcomes, because you had never really talked to him about that, because you just put him on the schedule for Thursday because you took his insurance. With that, I'll drink out of my my declaration. Yeah, no, the Constitution. I have a Constitution glass and a Declaration of Independence glass.
Let's give people a chance if they're listening to this, because I've heard many people say, as we got a few minutes left with Jerry, this is a perfect time to start and formulate and open your own clinic. Agree? Disagree?
Me? Oh, fully agree. Fully agree. And here's what I believe. Me, Jerry Durham. I believe that everybody's so worried about this. I believe the future, yes, healthcare will still be available in hospitals. But I believe that 10 of you will open a clinic and serve, I'm going to make up a crazy number, don't do the math, it doesn't matter. 10 of you will open your own clinics and serve 2,000 people a year, instead of one clinic opening, being this massive conglomerate of corporate-backed money, serving 2,000 people a year. That's what I believe the future holds. There will be smaller groups, yet those 10 people in their 10 separate clinics will be smart enough to gather up.
Yeah.
Form their own network. I'll just use an old school word, I think is old school, is they'll form their own network. Don't think insurance network. Network is just a group of people moving towards a common goal.
And able to communicate with each other and doing so regularly. Yeah. Talk about clientexperiencecompany.com before we give you your parting shot. This is something pretty new with you.
Yeah. So I finally put everything together that took me about 12 years. Yeah, about 12 years. I had my clinic for 10 years. And then I woke up one day when we decided we had to go out of network, back when that word was unheard of. And I'm sorry to say, but most of my colleagues were the biggest detractors of me going out of network, told me I wasn't going to be able to do it and wasn't going to be able to be successful. And that's when I discovered, that's when I discovered most of this. And my mentors from Entrepreneurs Organization, and started reading all those books. The Client Experience Company is my work of 10 years of taking my clinics, I had 3 or 4 offices at the time, and flipping them out of network overnight, and figuring out that I had to do something differently, because now I was going to be collecting $150 from people and billing their insurance, by the way, where they could go around the corner for $20. And so I had 2 options, close the business or learn how to run, close the practice, because this is important, or learn how to run a business. So I ran a business, and over those 11, 12 years, everything I learned, it's a culmination of the Client Experience Company that went live about a month ago. And it is a lot of people coming together. You will see I asked, believe it or not, Jerry Durham, asked the web guy if we should put my picture on there. I'm like, we could put I don't want my picture. I want it to be about the experts. So brought a lot of people together, experts in different fields, because your client experience involves marketing. It involves the front desk, sales. Here, let's say dirty words today. You guys were offended by fuck, I'll say sales. Sales is the worst 4-letter word.
Oh, yeah.
It was sales. And then we got the clinical side, right? So I've got people to help with the clinical. And then we got the back end. What are you doing with people when they're no longer in your sites? That's the Client Experience Company. Go check it out.
Give it a rip. You ready to do your parting shot? Bridget,
I want to make Chase Edwards said something about the biopsychosocial model of healthcare, and with things going on today. Yeah. And the beauty of what I'm sharing right now, Chase, is my beliefs of how to run a successful business and how to be as successful as you've ever wanted to be personally stems from this. If we, all this all says, nothing against you, Chase, because you said it very way better than I could have. What this says is focus on the person. Now, we read our research, we get our RCTs, we throw things into these huge groups. I get it. We have to understand that. And then wrap your head around it, go walk in a room and go, so Jimmy, what do you need from me? And you will be successful. So I just wanted to address that. Thank you, Jimmy.
Appreciate Chase asking the questions. Please do and drop them in the comments below. We can bring them up on screen and reference them. Before we're done, we're not done. Bridget, let's do the parting shot.
That Jaeger, I'm going to tell you, that Jaeger is a fucking bad trigger, bro.
I knew that. All right. Parting shot is our chance on our show. And again, you can listen to us on iTunes and Spotify and all that. And now on Facebook and YouTube as well. Parting shot, last chance to really just give your mic drop moment or something you want to leave with the audience as we move on.
I want to thank Chase. I believe he was the one who threw this out there and put this thing together. Sorry. Curfew time, kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Curfew time in Philly. Yeah. All right. So here's my parting shot. Let's wrap around to the beginning. The world is about community. I did my Facebook today. If you guys want to share or learn more about me, watch my Facebook live this morning. There's no business in there because there was no room for business today. The world is about community, and you will be successful when you learn who you can serve in your community. That's the number one step to business success. Who can I serve? That is your community. Find your community. Learn everything you can about your community, because I have bad news. You can't serve everybody. It doesn't mean you can't help a lot of different people, but it means you can't serve everybody. That is business, right? I'm going to be a physical therapist and help everybody. Don't do it. Find people who can help the other ones you can't help. So I used to, on my first phone call, when you chose not to schedule with me, it was too expensive, it was too this, it was too that. The phone call ended with, Jimmy, I hear you. And Jimmy, because you called here and you wanted help with that low back pain, my job is, if I can't help you, I got to help you find the right place. I have two phone numbers of two places for you to call. I was the business owner. And I felt damn good doing that. And if you approach every person like that, if you understand who you can serve, you won't have to do that a lot, because you'll only have the people calling you can serve. And you will be successful with that person as a patient. Your business will be successful and you will have personal success. Serve your community.
Love it. Jerry Durham landed on serving your community. Thanks for batting lead off virtual next happy hour. Sorry we can't be in person, but we are, what, physically distant but socially connected tonight here. We're back. Johnny Owens, Kyle Kimball from Owens Recovery Science in like 10, 15 seconds. Do not move. This is PT Pinecast.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Special thanks for supporting the virtual happy hour and for supporting the show goes to the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, the leaders in orthopedic physical therapy practice, with educational offerings on their website right now, orthopt.org. If you're looking to advance your clinical practice as an orthopedic physical therapist, wouldn't it feel great to know that the people that you're learning from are the leaders in the profession and they've been doing it for a long time and doing it the right way? That would feel great, right? Imagine that feeling, and now go right to that website and you've got it. orthopt.org recently gave away a copy, access to the current concepts of the orthopedic physical therapy from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy to a lucky listener. So check out what they have if you're looking to advance your clinical practice by maybe taking the OCS exam. Yeah, current concepts of orthopedic physical therapy is a perfect preparation course for you. Go there now, see what they have to offer, orthopt.org. Again, go there now, orthopt.org. Our home on the internet,
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT.
Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, six PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.